It's the terms of his 3-year probation stemming from a 2012 conviction on election fraud charges in the so-called robocall case. They forbid him from working in any campaign, paid or as a volunteer, while he is on probation. State prison officials say running for office violates those terms. Henson disagrees.
The state wants to define that as work. Well, there's no compensation, no payment. The other part of the order said you will not volunteer. So I'm a candidate, not a volunteer.
Henson, a lifelong Democrat, says the claim that he is violating his probation comes from political enemies angered because he worked in Republican Bob Ehrlich's campaign for governor in 2010.
I'm calling to let everyone know that Governor O'Malley and President Obama have been successful. Our goals have been met.
Henson wrote the script for the Election Day robocall that targeted black voters in Baltimore City and Prince George's County. He was convicted on election fraud charges for leaving the authority line out of the script. The authority line says who sponsors campaign material. He served 30 days in jail. Henson still maintains that he has done nothing wrong.
It was not a fair trial. I said that then. As a matter of fact, I think that's probably why I did the time.
Henson says voters won't worry about his conviction 4 years ago. He says that's just an assumption made by the media.
You guys are basically going off of what the Democratic perceived media is saying, but on the ground, it's a very different story.
Henson points to his election as president of the Berea East Side Neighborhood Association as a sign that people trust him and his leadership. He says the district is facing a myriad of problems with crime, health, and economic opportunities, and McFadden has not done anything to improve the district since being elected in 1994.
We lead in high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes. Our medium income where I live is $26,000 per household.
According to census data, the median household income for the entire district is more than $38,000. While many neighborhoods on the southern end of the district do not have a household income higher than $27,000, incomes rise as you travel north along Belair Road. Henson concedes that the district cannot be painted with a broad brush.
I mean, there are some communities, thank the good Lord, are doing well. But many communities, Madison East End, Clifton, Berea, Orangeville, et cetera, are doing very poor.
McFadden had nothing to say about his challenger.
I have no comment.
No comment at all.
Absolutely not.
Senate President Mike Miller says the probation might be an issue.
Whether or not it violates his conditions of probation, but that's between him, his lawyer, and the courts.
Henson dismisses Miller's concern as goofy and says he's trying to focus on his campaign.
Okay, we're all good to go now.
Okay, so I'm going to need this. Okay.
Baltimore Circuit Judge Emmanuel Brown, who signed the probation order, will get to decide next Thursday whether being a political candidate constitutes work on a campaign, and he could send Henson back to jail. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.